Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Thursday show. I'm saying that really slow because I'm thinking, what day of the week is it? It's Thursday. Now, I was not here yesterday. I was taking care of some personal things and doing some running around and got a haircut. Ooh, how exciting. Too bad you can't see it. Well, it's a lot shorter. That's kind of, as I was telling the lady who cut my hair, you know, it's kind of weird that I would get a haircut in the middle of winter versus in the summer, because aren't you supposed to have it shorter in the summer to be cooler? Never mind. So, but I did it because I thought, oh, you know what? It's time. I don't like it when it gets kind of long in the back and kind of curly and flips and all that stuff. You know, okay, so I'm back. So let's see what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about making life easier. I have some articles on that. You know, how do you make your life easier? And I want you to call in. Let spirit and your dead ancestors and, you know, those in the non-physical world maybe give you some advice and guidance on making your life easier. Because my job is to inspire you, to motivate you, and to give you guidance on making your life easier. That's what it's all about. That's what I do. And so we're going to talk about making your life easier. I have some articles. One of the things I thought about this morning, and I woke up, and one of the things I'm going to start to do is a daily log, like a blog, but just impersonal, in like a journal, but on the computer. Journal some ideas and thoughts. And I thought, that's a good thing to do to start the day off, just journalizing, having some fun doing that. So I'm going to do that. And one of the things I journaled about this morning, and I kind of woke up after I take my dog out, come back to bed for a little while, I can't get back to sleep. And I think my mind goes crazy and spirit talks to me and, you know, all kinds of fun things are going on about that time. And I got thinking about our minds. Oh, call it your ego, call it your mind, and how it loves toys. It loves, your mind likes to be active. Your mind likes to have projects, planning, thinking about things it's going to be doing. It's whatever that might be. If your mind is active and planning and chasing after toys and thinking about this and all this stuff that you're going to be doing, it stays busy. Go with the opposite of that. If you let your mind just kind of wander off without getting into adventures in life and where you're going to go in a week and where next 2 weeks or what you're going to cook for dinner and what you want to buy and blah, 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 it goes to problems, doesn't it? It flips into problems. You start to go to worry and fear. So that's what I'm talking about. One of the ways to making your life easier is kind of this idea of your mind needs to have toys to play with. Now, that sounds like a strange word to use here as toys, but it's true. You think about it. Think about when you're happy, when life seems to be going easy, is you have a sense of direction in life. You have a sense of purpose. You know where you're going. Okay, so enough of that. Well, I'm going to write more about that, post more about that, and you know, in my blog, and I probably, my daily logs will go into a blog and all that sort of thing, and maybe a video. I don't know what to do with it. Maybe a book. Who knows? So keep your mind active. Keep your mind full of toys. Just think of a little kid that just has all these toys it wants to play with, and it's busy, and it's happy, and it's playing with these toys. And our mind is like that too. If it's busy, if it's doing things, if it's creating, it's working on projects, it's planning for the next week, the next month, a vacation. You know, sometimes the planning process is more fun than the actual doing. Don't you agree? You get all busy and caught up in what you're planning to do something, or planning on making dinner, and you get prepared and you go to the market. Your mind is active. It's doing stuff. It's got toys to play with. But if you're not really trying to be in the creative mode of planning mode, adventurous mode, you know, you're not thinking about that next mountain to climb, whatever, you start to flip into worry, fear, anxiety, all of those other things start coming forward. So it's good to keep the mind active. It's good to keep the mind chasing after its toys. And they can be very positive things. I mean, toys can be like spirituality, reading inspiring books, doing inspiring activities, you know, whatever it is, helping other people. Thinking about how can you help other people? How can you go out in your community? How can you assist others? That's the kind of mental toys I'm talking about. Okay, so articles. So what are we going to do today? Okay, I'm going to wait for your calls. We'll talk to some dead people. Maybe look at a past life or two. Maybe my spirit guides have something to say to you about all of this. I'll tap into them if you want to call in. And we'll go from there. And, well, first of all, I wanted to start with an article or, yeah, basically a quote article from the Abraham material from, it's from, oops, I can find it again. I lost it. Oh, no, don't go away. Come back. Here it is. This is their quote from 2004. You know, Abraham material, The Secret, Esther and Jerry Hicks, if you're not familiar with them. And if you're familiar with The Secret, the movie, for good part of the movie was based on the Abraham material. So let me read the quote for you, and then we'll go from there. This is from North Los Angeles County, which is, I know where it is, Universal City Walk, probably in one of the hotels there. Been there. Went to a couple workshops there. They seem to come there all the time. Okay. We would begin saying, I'm not ever going to let it get done. I'm an eternally expanding being. I'm doing great where I am. And so eager about what's coming. That's the essence of the vibration that keeps adventurous things coming, keeps you feeling always excited, stable, and secure, keeps you feeling in love with life. All day, every day, count your blessings. All day, every day, make your lists of things you appreciate. And as you keep activating what is working in your life, and then pleasing things on all subjects will flow to you. Now, I turn this quote around a little bit, and basically what I've been talking about is, yeah, we got to stay active, we got to be adventurous, we got to be keep thinking about what we want in life and keep putting it out to the universe that I want this and I want that and I want this adventure and that adventure and I want this new love and I want this new job. It's always in that process. We're always in that process of putting mental toys out there that we're trying to seek and want, and we have in the universe or God or whatever you call it, assisting you to get there. So always keeping those in the forefront of your mind. Yes, the essence of that keeps adventurous things coming, keeps you feeling always excited, stable, and secure. That's making life easier. I'm twisting this around a little bit. It's making life easier if we're going that direction of always being in that flow of creation, always in that flow of what's new, what's coming, where I want to go, what I want to do, what am I excited about? Even if it's as simple as what am I going to make for dinner? Let me look up some new recipes. Oh, yeah, go to the market. I don't have this. I don't have that. Reminds me I'm out of rosemary myself. I've been using a lot of rosemary to sidetrack that a little bit. Okay. So that's what I'm talking about, having those mental toys in your to keep reaching for and keep seeking and keep desiring in your life. And that keeps us from focusing on the problems. You know, what's a problem? And I would say that to you and to myself and to everyone else, don't be in problem, be in solution. Don't be in problem, be in solution. And solution is open to and getting excited about the things in your life and doing things that you enjoy doing and doing your planning and doing all of these things, chasing or allowing those mental toys and let your mind go after the toys in your life keeps you in solution because you're not focused on the problem. Once you go back to focusing on the problem, what you do is you create more problems and you create worry, fear, anxiety, frustration. Because you're focusing on your problems. The essence of problems is, okay, I'm letting it go. I'm turning it over. I'm giving it, you know, once in life, in every situation, if you get to the place of saying, how can I do this? How is this going to happen? How can I make this happen? How can I solve this problem? once you start using the word how, that's time to turn it over to a higher power, whatever you call it. Okay, I don't have the answer. I don't know how. The how doesn't come to you immediately. Like, for example, I'm going to cook dinner. Well, okay, I'm out of whatever. Let's say I'm out of my case. I'm out of rosemary. Well, how do I solve the problem? Well, I go to the market. Boom, done. Or I postpone that, using that to the next day that I go to the market. So that's a simple how. But if you don't have the answer, if you don't have the how immediately, so ask the universe, ask source, ask your higher power, show me the how. And now I'm going to go chase some toys. I'm going to get my mind on things that I enjoy doing. I'm going to do something else. I'm going to create a new adventure in my life. I'm going to think about things that I do want and go do things I want to do. I'm going to go create something. I'm going to stay busy. I'm going to keep my mind active, playing with my toys of life, my adventures of life. And that's staying in solution. So if you want to think about solution, how to get to solution, you pursue the things you like to do and feel good in the moment, and you turn it over. And as soon as you get to that word how, you turn it over. If you can't get an immediate answer to how, you let it go. So that's what spirit would tell you. I'm channeling a little bit here, channeling my spirit guides as I talk to you. I'm listening to what they have to say on this subject. I'm not going into trance, but they feed me information. So this is not something that I necessarily read in a book. No, some of it, of course. I read a lot of books. I read, I guess, on metaphysics and spirituality and self-help and how to, you know, live a better life, hundreds of books. But it really is more about what spirit has to say. So I guess the point from all that, and I'll get into some articles about making your life easier. There's one I really like from Tiny Buddha, and we'll go through that. And some of them are very similar thoughts about how to make your life easier. It's as soon as you get to the word how am I going to do that? And you don't have an immediate answer. If it doesn't come quickly, then you turn it over. You let it go, and you go chase your toys. You have mental toys, which I've been talking about. So if you missed that point, yeah, it's just about going, doing things that you like to do, having fun, be creative, seek out a new adventure in life. Okay, so enough of that. That's my little thing for the day about we pursue mental toys. Now, as soon as I'm going to an article, somebody calls in. That's cool. I'll be with you in a second. Let me just kind of introduce this article, and then we'll get back to you. It's from Tiny Buddha, tinybuddha.com. And it's all about simplicity. And the title of the article is 7 Ways to Make Life Simpler. Making life simpler can sometimes make your life a little bit easier, right? If your life is not as complex and you're not worried about all those things that you got to do and what to do, so life can be easier. You know, sometimes the happiest people who don't have a lot of things going on in their lives, you look at people in countries where they don't have a lot of complex issues and things to worry about and problems, life is easier if it's simpler. Simpler is easier. Okay, let me take a call, and then we'll get back to simpler and easier and all that fun stuff. And we'll talk more about that, how to make your life easier. That's my job, really, see if I can give you information, you know, inspire you, motivate you, and guide you to make your life easier. I like that a lot. Okay, let me take your call. 757 area code. Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Andrea.
Andrea. So what is going on with Andrea today? I guess the question going along with my theme today, how can I make your life easier?
I want a job that includes more mind, body, spirit. I'm a nurse, and I'm in a very busy unit right now. And I don't know what direction I'm supposed to be going in terms of really helping people and using my gifts.
Wow. Okay. That's a good question. You're stuck on the how part, which I was just talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
So, I mean, without being really specific, and I don't know if Spirit really has a specific answer to that, but they would tell me to tell you right away, if you think about the things that you could do work-wise, right? I mean, not staying within your field, because you're not going to go too far out of your field, correct? You're a healer by nature, right? And what I hear for you is like, okay, make a list of those things that you could do. Make a list of real definite things that you could do, like occupations, things to pursue, right? Got that? Then go through the list and go, what feels the best? Narrow it down. Does it feel good? Is it okay? You know, rate each one of them from 0 to 100. That feels like an 80. That feels like a 60. That feels like a 30. That feels like a 90. And if you go through the list, and you kind of get down to two or three of them, and you go, well, those really score high on my list. Maybe I should pursue those. Does that make sense? Okay. You kind of as I talk about getting the mind to chase toys, and the toys here is the pursuit of what you want to do, right? The creative part of yourself. The creative part says, which one do I like the best? Which one feels the best to me? If I can visualize myself doing it, what does it feel like when I see myself doing it? What kind of gives you the hair on your arms kind of jump up if you have hair on your arms, or I don't know, the back of your neck? Which one feels the best? And you can narrow down the process and go, oh yeah, that's it. Well, that's what I want to do. But you have to you have to be very open to the process, because you can't go in with the prejudice. Well, I don't know about that. Right. Just go in with what feels the best to you. And sometimes if you ask the universe or spirit or your higher power, okay, show me something. And if you're shown something, do it anyway, just to see how it feels. Okay? I quoted a story the other day, and it was a great story, and I forgot where I got it. It was on the internet somewhere, about a lady, and it was about this whole idea of sometimes following your bliss or follow your passion in life, you don't always know what it is till you try it. Because she was talking about her mother, she was in her 20s. And her mother wanted to go to a yoga class, and she wanted her to go with her. And I'm going through this 6-week class, and please go with me because I don't want to go by myself. So she said, okay, I'll support you, Mom. So she goes to the class, and she kind of gets, and her mother shows her the mat and how to, you know, she's never done yoga, and she thought it was kind of weird, but she said, okay, I'll do it. So she goes, well, this is about a half hour. And the instructor gets up there and goes, are you ready for the 2-hour class? And the lady's writing, oh, God, I almost walked out then. 2 hours of this, right? But as she got into the class, and by the time she got to the end of the class, she realized, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. So she's been teaching yoga for 40 years. So sometimes you have to get out there and stretch yourself a little bit. You know, try something that, I don't know, maybe not. But if you give it a little bit of time, you might realize, oh, yeah, I love this. Or then you might say, forget about it, right? So I would say to you, stretch yourself a little bit. Try something new. Make a list of things that you would want to do and really kind of research them. And which one feels okay, maybe I'll try it. Or, yeah, that feels really good. Off the top of your head, real quick. Just another minute. I don't want to keep you on. I got other callers. But right off the top of my head, and this is like that little psychology thing that people talk about all the time. When I say, what feels good to you to do in, let's say, the healing arts, what's the first thing that comes into your head without thinking about it? Sounds like you thought.
To make somebody that's suffering and that doesn't think on the same level that I think, to change their mind in order to have them heal. So to understand that it's not just about the physical, it's about the spirit too.
Okay, so that's a lot of words. Here, that's a lot of words. How would you put that in less than in a tagline? How would you tag that? Is that counseling? Spiritual counseling?
I think it would be counseling. But incorporating the nursing part too. So it would be like I would be working at a treatment center, a center like the Cancer Treatment of America, where they include the mind, body, spirit. That's what I want to do.
Like a holistic center. Like a not a hospice, but a cancer center. Yeah, it's like you're, yeah, it's like almost like what a social worker would do in some ways. You're counseling. You're helping people to change their point of view on a subject.
Right. I'm teaching. I'm a teacher, I think.
Yeah.
And that's the part I need to.
That's the part what I'm talking about is what you're trying to do is help them make their life easier. It's like Dr. Wayne Dyer said, there's a spiritual solution for all problems.
Yeah.
He wrote a book called A Spiritual Solution for All Problems. So you're giving them a spiritual solutions or helping them find spiritual solutions to whatever problem they have on a physical level, right?
Yeah.
So we kind of narrowed it down a little bit. So think about that. See how that feels to you and pursue it.
Okay.
You might want to find that book in the library. I know I saw it in the library one time. It's Dr. Wayne Dyer, Spiritual Solutions to All Problems. It's probably 15 years old. Yeah, Spiritual Solutions to All Problems.
All right, I'm gonna get that book.
Okay, try it because you'll find it. You'll find it. Okay?
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye. Bye.
That's what I'm talking about. A little bit is, it's all about, making your life easier. If you can narrow things down, if you have 100 choices to make, and if you can get that choice down to one or two, life is a little easier for you than 100 different things to choose from. But if you can narrow that down to two or three, then it's much easier. Okay, 561-860, you're waiting for me. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, making your life easier. Because it's not so easy, life can get too complex. We allow it to get too complex. And the great article I have about that, how to, in a practical day-to-day, make your life easier. Aha, if I get to them, but you're more important. So let's see what you have to say. 561. Hello.
Hi, George. How are you? This is Lena.
I'm doing well. Thank you. Now, wouldn't it be kind of funny if we just carried our phone number around? Instead of our name, we just have a phone number? Strange. What is your name? 512-561, blah, 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 right? That would be
Lena.
Kind of a crazy – that would be a crazy society, wouldn't it, if we just had these little tags with our numbers on them. Okay, so what's going on, Lena? I know you're not 561. I realize that. And not going to give out your phone number either.
I started a job about 3 weeks ago, and I'm a little concerned here because they're not really showing me a lot of things, so I'm like thinking maybe they're going to fire me or something, and because I have a 2-month probation, so I'm like, I want some confirmation.
Well, do I think you're going to get fired? No. No, I don't get you being fired. I get the word assertive for you. Do you need to be a little more assertive? Okay. You just can't always wait on things. You have to be assertive. Okay. I don't understand. Show me what to do. Okay. I really want to learn more about this. I want to do my job more efficiently. Could you show me something that I'm missing here? So I would say to you, you're not going to get fired, but you need to be more assertive. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Not aggressive, but assertive is a big difference. Asking questions. Oh, I need clarity here. I want to do a better job. I really want to improve here. I really like what I do, but I need to know more. That sort of thing. Okay? You'll get it.
Yeah, okay.
So you
I know. It's just a lot to learn. It's just taking
–
it's overwhelming me because there's a lot to learn, and I'm just
tired. Yeah, and just take it – break it down slowly and ask a lot of questions. Not an overwhelming amount of questions, but, you'll get there. You'll get there. Yes. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye. Yeah, make life easier. Ask questions. Doesn't that make, instead of worrying about things, just make your life easier by just asking questions, the right questions. Asking questions in the sense of, I really don't quite understand that yet. Okay, so I have another call, 860. And then we'll get back into how to make your life a little bit easier. Yeah. Those are crazy times we live in, isn't it? Yeah, just kind of the world is upside down right now. Hello?
Hi, George. It's Lisa from Connecticut.
Lisa from Connecticut. How are you?
Okay. I was wondering if my parents had a message for me today.
Which one?
My father.
What's your father's name? And when did he pass?
Bob, 1984.
Bob, that's a long time ago. Wow. Well, let me kind of describe it this way. I'm getting words, but I'm also getting a picture more than that. That I'm seeing a heart, not like in physical problem heart, but like a heart, like it's a glowing heart, like the love heart. Like there's a love here for you. Okay, that you're his love heart. I don't know why he would say that. That's an interesting expression. Okay, because I see this red like Valentine's heart just beating away, and I'm getting that there's a lot of love for you coming at you right this moment. I don't know if you can feel it or not, but he's sending you a lot of love because this heart's getting bigger and it's pounding and it's sending love to you. Okay? So it's about sending you love. Absolutely. I mean, this heart is really big. It's beating, you know, sending love, vibrations of love towards you. So in those moments of here's how I hear it. In the moments of most misery and turmoil in your life, I am with you and I want to comfort you. It's like, and the picture I see is somebody giving somebody a neck massage, like rubbing your neck, like making you feel better. Okay? So please, please ask me when you hit those dark moments in life to send you some comfort, to send you either through an energy or a word or a guidance or a direction. Call on me when you hit those dark moments, because I am always there with you. You may not always feel me and sense me, but I am with you always. And your job is to stay there a while longer. I don't want you coming here yet. I want you to stay there because we have an assignment for you, which we will unveil for you. That's the exact words I get. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
Thank you, too.
Okay, bye now. I loved that picture. I mean, that was an amazing picture of a beating heart. It was just so cool to see that it wasn't like the flat heart, it was a round Valentine's heart, like a big one, just beating away, sending love. And that's just so cool. Yeah, I like those words. And I obviously I was channeling, because obviously I'll forget what I just said, and in about 2 minutes it'll all go away. It's not something I'm intended to carry around. It's not for their intention for me to carry those words around with me. So don't ask me later, what did I say? I have no clue. I'd have to listen to the show myself. Okay, so let me get back into making your life easier. This is from tinybuddha.com. And there's some thoughts. This is kind of more of an internal process than other things that you need to do. And I'm not going to read all the right up to the article, the main points. It says, don't hide what's inside. You might invest a lot of time and energy to try to be the way you should be, conforming to all the things that people think and expect of you. If so, you don't even do it consciously. But in adhering to what you think other people expect of you, you're adding a layer of complexity that you don't need. It's like you're trying to be someone else. So start getting to know who you are and what you value, so that you can shed the extra layers and live on your own terms. Life is simpler when you satisfy yourself and meet your own expectations rather than try to satisfy everyone else. Isn't that a beautiful thought? And you think about our lives and you think about people that we meet all the time that, you know, it's like when they go out in public or they go to work, they put on a mask, they put on their uniform, and they're suddenly not themselves. Or they try to please other people by putting on that mask, that uniform, of what they expect their spouse to think of them, or their siblings to think of them, or the people they work with to think of them, or it's all up their parents for that matter. So it says, I love that line here, start getting to know who you are and what you value. And so you take off those masks, you take off those uniforms, and you just become yourself, and it makes life easier when you're trying not to conform to what you think other people expect you to be. It's a beautiful thought. Okay, point number two, and I'll check back and see if anybody wants to talk in a minute. Reframe bad situations. We all have crappy stuff that happens to us, but when we find yourself thinking negative thoughts, stop and reframe. I don't mean paste a smile in your face and try to convince yourself everything is rosy. That doesn't work. Well, sometimes it does, and I'll disagree a little bit, but sometimes you can smile it to, you know, fake it till you make it, right? Smiling never hurt, but let me move on. But looking for the silver lining or finding the opportunities behind the challenges really improves your outlook. My workplace became a nightmare. My doctor put me on stress leave because I was a mess, but that's what gave me the necessary push to rebuild my life. Even when I was in the middle of the mess and feeling like my life was falling apart, I kept thinking maybe this is an opportunity. Maybe this is just what I need to make a change. Now, quoting the author here from Tiny Buddha, and I'll give you the name of the individual, Kate Shonik. Well, that's an easy word for you to say, right? Okay. Solnik. Shonik. Okay. Well, we'll let that go. But that's who wrote this article, and it was from Tiny Buddha. And I was watching, and I think I mentioned that in the last show, this documentary about Joseph Campbell. And Joseph Campbell writing about mythology, and that all mythology could be summarized in one storyline, and that in all mythology and all storylines, even Star Wars, even a lot of movies we watch, the outline is always there, that people have crisis, and out of crisis comes that adventure, striving after the Holy Grail. You know, in Star Wars, Luke's family, so he moves forward to his adventure. So sometimes out of tragedy, and it was interesting in that documentary, and it talks about that. Do you believe this or not believe that? It seems like the universe keeps throwing tragedy at us so that we can do this cycle all over again. We're always going through this cycle of facing a challenge and then moving past the challenge and becoming back as the conquering hero. So it's an opportunity. So reframe bad situations is what, same thing here. Reframe a bad situation. It's an opportunity to make a change. It's an opportunity to do something different. It's an opportunity to pick yourself off the ground. Instead of struggling with your situation, you decide, oh, okay, this is an opportunity. This is a challenge too, as I talked about earlier, the toys of your mind, toys of, okay, I'm going to pursue something different. I'm going to pursue something new. I'm going to take on a challenge. Because our core wants to take on challenges. Our core wants us to seek new things, to climb new mountains. And sometimes you have to. Sometimes you need to. And as Spirit would say, we're not alone in doing that. We're never alone. When I was studying shaman practice, when you went on your journeys, you weren't alone. You called on your power animals, your totem animals. You called on your spirit guides to go with you on your journeys. So it's the same thing in our lives. We call on our power animals, to use that quote, our spirit guides, our ancestors, whoever it is, to go with us on our journey, to be with us on our journeys, to conquer our mountains, to take forward our rivers, to use those metaphors. Okay, enough of that. All right, that's making life easier. Making life easier is really calling on those and that adventure that we're going to go on, because life is a constant adventure, and we want that. We program ourselves to do that. We come into a lifetime, to have adventure, challenges. you know, in the Abraham material and in the law of attraction material, it talks about contrast. We see contrast. We see things we don't like. Something happens. A tragedy happens. It shows contrast. And then we can move from contrast to things we like. We go on that adventure, that journey. You know, even in the tarot cards, the Fool starts off on its adventure. And it does all of these things on its adventures. It meets all of these characters on its adventure. And the tarot card is the adventure, is the journey of the fool or the individual, because the fool is, to use that word kind of in a pleasant way, it's just inexperienced. But you learn on your journey, you learn experiences, and so that's why we're here, is to go on those journeys, to experience those things, to take the contrast and move forward, but always with help. And on the picture I keep getting is like we have our spirit guide with us, our angels with us, our totem animals, if you believe in that kind of philosophy. Whatever it is that assists us. And we have physical help too, from physical beings in the same way. Okay, moving on with the article. Making life easier. Use your understandable scope. Okay, one of the biggest complexities in life can come from misunderstanding someone else. It can lead to anger, frustration, and damaged relationships. Instead, actually work on your ability to discover and view someone else's perspective or understandable scope. Suspend judgment and get curious about the other person's perspective. I did this recently with my 10-year-old daughter, who was being disagreeable and downright horrible to me, to everyone. I wanted to pull her into line, but I stopped myself. I got curious about her behavior, hugged her, and asked what was wrong. She explained that everyone loved her sister more than they loved her. Once I understood her point of view, life became much simpler. Instead of telling her off and upsetting her, I could discuss her feelings and provide reassurance. Now, I know that's not always easy. I understand that. But it's trying to, what's that expression, walk in the other person's shoes for a day? Try to understand the other person. Why are they going through that? What's going on in their lives? You got a boss that's really upset. You don't know why the boss is upset. Maybe it's not you. Maybe their husband or wife yelled at them that morning. They had a fight about something, about their children, or they had a fight. Maybe they had a flat tire on the way to work and they never showed up. You know, the repair people never showed up when they were supposed to show up, and they're just having a miserable day, right? So kind of get that perspective. What's going on with this person? Really, you know, ask them, what's going on? Okay, point number four, I don't know if we're going to get to too much more beyond that one. Let's see, in case I have a caller or two. No? Okay, we're on to point number four. This is making your life easier. Declutter your mind. Ooh. Now, I've read this same thing in lots of articles. I have about two or three other articles on the related theme. And don't just hate your mind. Don't you just hate when your mind gets chaotic? Like it races around at 3 a.m. going faster and faster and faster. When you try to remember all that stuff you've got to do, you think your brain must just burst. The way to prevent that is to actively practice being calm for a few minutes every day. It declutters and slows your mind for a few minutes. Okay? You can call that meditation. Whether you meditate, practice mindfulness, daydream, or do do some yogurt. Okay, about that time, maybe a cup of yogurt would be. It's a little frozen yogurt at that point. Get your mind off of it, right? Okay, it says yoga. I don't know, my mind went to frozen yogurt for some reason. The effect is to calm your mind and increase focus. Miraculously, the effects of practicing calm for a few minutes gives clarity and makes life easier all day. It's like, you know, I call it chasing the sparklies in life. You know, I talked about chasing toys. Well, if you got too many toys up in the air all at one time, you got too many toys that you're trying to play, a little kid playing with a lot of different toys, have a whole Christmas, you know, thing full of lots of toys. What do they get confused? They go this toy, that toy. let the mind focus on one toy that's creative. What's the most creative thing you can do at that moment? Maybe the most creative thing you could do is just relax. Let go. Let your subconscious mind bring to you what's the most important activity for you to do. Prioritize, right? Prioritize. Just relaxing. Slow it down a little bit. You know, stop juggling all those balls that are up in the air down to one ball that seems to stand up. Okay, this is the one I got to pursue now. And it's prioritizing. It's relaxing. Makes life easier when you're not trying to juggle 17 things at the same time, but you're down to one. And you put all the rest of them to the side. Okay, we'll get to those later. Let me just focus on this one thing right now. Okay? Makes sense? Makes a lot of sense. When I was in business, we did a lot of time management activities and studied time management and how to organize your time and so forth. And it's the same thing. It really is the same thing. It's all about just prioritizing. So, what are we doing next? Okay, reevaluate your relationships. Okay, well, let me get back to you guys and see if you have any questions. I got about 3 minutes left. If anybody has any questions or even in the chat room. We're talking about making your life easier. The next one, reevaluate your relationships. And we'll probably end with this one. Consciously reevaluate your relationships. And I could say almost subconsciously reevaluate your relationships one by one. One, ask how the relationship enhances your life. How it serves you and what you gain from it. Isn't that a beautiful way of looking at it? This person, that person, you know, and go in with an open mind. This sounds calculated, manipulative, but it's not. The healthiest relationships are ones where both parties are giving and receiving what they need in terms of happiness, support, and development. Let me read that again. I don't know how much time I have left, but the happiest relationships are ones where both parties are giving and receiving what they need in terms of happiness, support, and development. And this is all relationships, you know, siblings, parents, friends, coworkers, spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends. You reevaluate your relationships based on that. Whenever I realize the relationship is not serving me well, I reduce contact with that person. Of course, I don't do it just because a friend is going through a rough patch and needs support. I look at the full life of the relationship and establish if it's healthy and beneficial for both of us. If not, I reduce contact and let the relationship drop away. That's a big one. Reevaluating relationships. It could be a partner. It could be somebody you work with. It could be a friend. It could be a sibling. It could be parents. I know those are tough, but you can pull back. In any situation, you can pull back and realize we're not serving each other. We're not benefiting either. We're not, and I love this term here. Are both parties giving and receiving what they need in terms of happiness, support, and development? If you're not able to give and they're not able to give and share, inspire each other, then it's time to pull away. Maybe they need your help and maybe they need comfort, as the article said. But over the long period of time, the months, maybe years, where's that pattern? Where's that give and take? Are you building each other up or are you tearing each other down? Are you supporting each other or destroying each other at some level? Okay, so that's I want to leave with that point. But it makes life easier when you evaluate your relationship and drop the relationships that aren't benefiting you, that aren't helping you, that are just pulling you down, that creating negativity in your life. Well, I've had fun today. I'll be back tomorrow. I don't know what we'll talk about tomorrow. I appreciate all that call in. I appreciate the response from the chat room. I love you guys. And so that's my job. And if I can help you in some way to inspire you, to motivate you, to guide you, to make your life easier, that's why I'm here. And I love doing that. Thank you very much. Love you guys. Bye now.